fighting for America.
We've got some fundamental choices to make about the kind of country we want to be.
We have 47 new members of Congress on the Republican side who've never had the chance to cast their vote to repeal Obamacare.
Fighting for Idaho.
This guy that talked about when he was 6 years old, if he wanted to be a girl, I want to be a pumpkin pie. But that doesn't mean I can climb up on the table at Thanksgiving and let everybody pick at me.
Fighting for you.
I just want to thank you, Kevin, for being there. You put your head on the line all the time. Your neck is out there. But we appreciate you and those who call in.
Boise's Mr. Right.
God bless.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I love it when a plan comes together. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, has left the building. Lots of comments about our topics on social media. Remember, at Kevin Miller Show, at 580KIDO, both on Twitter and Facebook. Good to be with you. 40 degrees right now, going to be wet. Larry Gibbert will be along with the weather. Dave Burnett with traffic. Maggie O'Mara with the news. Before that, though, you take a look at the front page of the Idaho Statesman today. Certainly a lot of folks will be buzzing about this. The 2014 concealed weapons law has cost a university near you $3.7 million. With guns allowed on campuses, schools are forced to enhance security. Idaho college campuses enhance their security, but will have to pay for it with existing funds. Well, you know, these universities, just like any other business. And unfortunately, I think colleges have become a business. It's about marketing. It's about advertising. It's about the brand. Now, maybe when you went to school, your parents went to school, grandpappy went to school, it was about getting into a good college, getting a good degree program, and moving on and making a decent living. Maybe job security. Well, today, you know, I go back to a friend of mine who 10 years from now will be retiring as a teacher, and he was so frustrated with student loans. He was so frustrated with everything else that he said, look, get rid of my debt and I'll give you my degree back. And that was far before we have the student loan problem we have today. And look, getting a gig in a college is a good thing. It's a great deal. Now, we have a lot of people that are upset with tenure when it comes to high school teacher or elementary school teacher. I mean, those folks, I believe, live at the grassroots level. You get tenure as a university professor. Please let me apologize in advance for saying the D word. Dude, that's good money. You're guaranteed an income. It's not like you're out working in the rain. Sure, you got to put up with kids today that are much more demanding. They act like customers because they are customers. Conformity, no, you're going to conform to them, not they're going to conform to you. You get, I guess, state benefits. It's a good life. It's a great life. College professor, half the time you have some well-meaning yet nitwit student assistant that does the work for you. You come in, you pontificate, you lecture, you're making six figures. It's a great deal. And, hey, when I grow up, that sounds like a good gig for me. Of course, I'd have to learn to enunciate and couldn't wear hoodies and shorts all the time. However, at 580-5436, every year, and a frustration to all the kids, and it was this way in my day, the high cost of college. Every year, you feel like a slave, an indentured servant. If you have to go the student loan route, the money's great right now, but the interest rates, the fact that you can't get out of it, has a negative economic impact on you for the rest of your lives. There are people, believe this or not, folks, there are people in their 60s that are still paying off student loan debts. Now you have, hi there, my name is President Obama, Mr. Wonderful, saying, college should be free. Well, that's going to cost $60 billion. And hey, when I was a kid, I thought, you know something? You're making yourself better. You're going to make society better. There should be some type of break. Well, that's not the way it works in the school of hard knocks, is it? So we have these universities. Where are they? Well, five of Idaho's universities. By the way, Bill Roberts, one of the few left at the Statesman, not to smack the Statesman, but who has been covering beats for many, many years, the Education Reporter, an in-depth article here, Boise State, Idaho State, University of Idaho, the College of Western Idaho, and North Idaho College have sought $1.55 million for expenses already incurred and another almost, well, $2.17 million for the rest of the year. Now, those costs are for both continuing and one-time expenses for personnel training and equipment. Remember the Boise State game where, and who doesn't like Boise State? Remember the Boise State game where the metal detectors were put into place? And then you have the picture in the paper, I believe, that the metal detectors weren't plugged in. And we had people talking and crying about the additional expenses because we're worried about people with guns. And then we had an opinion piece by a writer in the paper saying, well, you're going to have people carrying guns to Bronco Stadium, as if they didn't do it already, number one. And number two, that's not what the bill said. It's an opinion piece, but it was mistakenly written, in my opinion. There was no other side to the gun debate, just like there's no other side to the add the words debate. We try and provide that for you here at 580KIDO. Well, most notably, I do, the Kevin Miller Show. National hosts stay away from these issues now. National hosts, it's too polarizing, too controversial. And look, they're successful business people. We live and die with you. I live and die with you. So now we have the colleges saying that they're spending too much money on security because people are allowed to carry guns on campus and we should pay more. Do you ever wonder if there's an audit of the universities here that do great work, but that doesn't mean we can't be critical? And, you know, you wonder, you know, what constitutes the rising cost of colleges? Have they built a new building? Certainly, the student services, have they gotten any better to justify the additional costs? Or is it salaries and benefits? Daryl in Boise, good morning. You're on with Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Welcome.
Well, you know, it's kind of a tricky subject. They complain about the concealed weapons permit, and, you know, we live in Idaho. I mean, that's been a culture that's been around for years and years and years. But who's really suffering? You know, the students. Yeah. I went to Washington State University, and, you know, when I approach my counselors about, hey, you know, I'm already fairly skilled. What classes don't I have to take? I got laughed at. Then we got, you know, Boise State, you know. We got the football team. So when are the students going to get a break? What my question is.
Well, you got to expand on that, brother.
Well, okay, you know, Boise State, you know, we got the football team, you know, we all rally around the football team. Everyone's worried about, you know, someone getting shot on campus. But, you know, when are students going to get more benefits, you know, like cheaper tuition, stuff like that? I don't think guns on campus, I don't think we need to worry about that. We need to worry about a higher quality education and, you know, these people getting out of college and actually being able to have a job rather than, you know, guns and, oh, it's costing us this, costing us that. I mean, Boise State pulls in a lot of money with the football team. Give it back to the students. Don't worry about the guns. I think we all live in Idaho.
Well, I agree with you. In fact, the University of Idaho said they want to cut a deal where they're not going to raise tuition, and I don't believe any of the other state universities took the bait when they petitioned the legislature for money. What would you like to see, though? You'd like to see what, less emphasis on football and more on academics?
Right. You know, I'm in IT, and I just moved my business to Boise, and trying to find somebody up here who can do the job the way I need them to do it, it's almost impossible. and Boise State isn't putting out people who I can hire in the computer industry. It's bad, but we live in a up-and-coming area for technology, and it could be really, really big, but it's falling by the wayside, and that, you know, that's what happens when you focus on football and guns on campus and, you know, whatever else it is. You know, we need to give people a quality education, teach them to learn how to figure things out in the real world, but it's not happening.
Hey, Daryl, I appreciate that. Give me an email. Maybe we can get you on and have you on and figure out if we can have you hire somebody.
Cool. I'll send you an email.
Good to
talk to you.
Well, thank you.
Bye.
Hey, take care, Daryl. There we go. You know, and that's, again, our continuing program. And we need, again, Kevin Miller needs to get back to this, putting Idaho back to work. And, you know, here you have this young man moved his business here looking for IT people. Now, and I do know this, and again, I can barely spell IT, but I have a great deal of respect for those people that are in that industry. I do know there are a lot of people in the IT community that, A, have moved here to the Treasure Valley, number one, and B, that they'll listen to this program. I ran into a guy when we were at the Walmart with Team Mazda Subaru for the Boise Rescue Mission who moved here, could have moved to Austin, Texas. I believe he was from Atlanta or the South, and because of this area, because of the lifestyle, chose to move his business here. And he said, we've got a growing tech sector here, Kevin Miller, so hopefully we can find Daryl some good employees. That is a criticism not only of people in the Treasure Valley, but the state, that we're not graduating people for these high-skilled jobs. Daryl's point is too much football, too much guns, not enough education. Let's break this down here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. According to, again, Bill Roberts, the schools say they have added to add new staff, provide training, and purchase new equipment. Apparently, Boise State, $1.4 million for an assistant director for event security, a chief of campus police and public safety, a direct emergency management, a security technology manager, armed and unarmed officers, administration support and purchase of metal detectors, signs, a security vehicle, and ballistic vest. Is this Compton? Is this Los Angeles, or is this Boise, Idaho? Idaho State University, $800,000 for 4 security officers, 6 dispatch officers, an emergency manager, metal detectors, firearms for security officers, and protective slash response equipment. By the way, weren't they the ones that they were going to order those AR-15s? University of Idaho appears to be one of the cheaper ones, $580,000 in addition to the existing contract with the Moscow Police Department. Costs cover new security system manager, security cameras, hardware, software related to new equipment. CWI, $285,000 for an armed school resource officer, and a contract with the local department and equipment. North Idaho College, $622,000 for unspecified personnel, and it goes on and on. So now the colleges are crying that because Senator McKenzie had the courage to pass this bill with the help of our friend Greg Pruitt of the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance and others, Tony Sinesco, Tea Party Bob, Idaho Steve, and the others, that now all of a sudden they have to pay. To me, it's sour grapes from the educators. Craig in Boise, good morning. You're at 580KIDO. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Kevin. I shoot. I've been in IT for 28 years, and I've been in college. And I came from the Bay Area of all places. So what I see here is that basically leadership comes from the top. So if you look at all these educators, you look at, let's pick on Boise State, my unfavorite college of Idaho. Their emphasis, as the gentleman before me said, is on football. So what do you say? Boise State, people think football. So what happens? Their focus is not on football. It's on social engineering topics. Not education. It's social engineering. It's football. That's something that can make money. There's revenue, right? That brings in money. It brings in, quote, prestige. So then it's about ego. It's about academic ego at that point. Then you've got fighting guns. That's a social engineering issue. If the law has been passed, the legislature has passed it, then the colleges need to shut up and follow the law. That's what the law is about. I'm going Alan L. Morton on you here. But that's what it's about. They're not there to be social engineers, supposedly, unless that's what Mr. Costa wants to do. And I believe his background is actually, from what I understand, and this is hearsay, mind you, but I believe he also has a background of knowing President Obama and is from the Chicago area originally.
You would be correct, yes, yes.
So I see a lot of social engineering here. I don't see a lot of people saying, the legislature passed it, the governor signed it, it's law, we will obey the law. Oh, we're supposed to be doing education, that's right. They're sitting there playing social engineering with all our tax dollars. You know, they're not doing what they are supposed to do. They think this is a big game. We're tired of games. Like I said the other day, I'm sick of games. You know, I want people to, if a law's been passed, obey the law. If you don't like it, try and overturn it. But don't go crying and do a left-handed approach and say, well, yeah, well, we'll obey the law, but we're going to make you pay for it. We're going to make everybody pay more money, and we're going to hurt people by wanting more money for this, more tax dollars, you know, more regulations. How do you get $600,000 for armed security? I mean, you could hire what? What could you do with that money in the school? I mean,
you could do a lot of things.
I'm almost kind of speechless that they sit around and whine about what they don't like rather than focusing on the positive and providing a good education to students.
Craig, thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you. Take care.
All right, let's get you to traffic. It's 822, 580K.
It is important that we be able to defend ourselves, more so college students, because I have two words, Virginia Tech.
This is my right.
But I always assumed that when they reached into their backpacks, they were going for a pencil. But now that we'll all be packing heat, I would like legal instruction on the rules of classroom engagement. When may I shoot a student?
Food for your brain, Kevin Miller. Talking about 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
827, Kevin Miller in the morning. Colleges upset that they have to pay extra money because of campus carry. We are taking your calls at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's go to Greg, who's been very patient. Greg, good morning.
Good morning. It says food for your brain. Well, how about let's feed some brains this morning? This article headline is totally dishonest. That schools chose to spend the money on this and then propagandize the reason why. They didn't have to. Nothing substantively has changed since July. The guns weren't allowed in the dorms or in the stadium before July 1st, and they're not allowed now. They're just propagandizing and blaming the law and allowing people to maintain their Second Amendment rights because they step on the other side of a curb on University Avenue and blaming that. They even give some little bit of lip service to it in the article where he said they had to address security anyway. But the headline is blaming it all on the law.
Well, it seems like there's an agenda there with the universities and the newspaper.
Right. Well, they hired all these security people. Well, they got a whole bunch of armed security for free by passing the law. I mean, who gets to carry on campus? Retired cops, people with background checks, and extra training. They got an increase in security by just passing the law, and it didn't cost the universities a dime, you know, and all this education. We'll send everybody an email and tell them how much can that education actually cost the university. You know, it seems to me like this was just another way of adding a bunch of people to the payroll and being able to justify the increasing tuition costs instead of, like the other gentleman was talking about, improving the work product of the education that they're putting out of the university.
Greg, thank you for the call. We have State Representative Phyllis King saying in the article that the money could be better spent on education needs. Quote, we try to make every penny, make sure that every penny is spent on priorities. This money could be used to pay and attract
and retain professors. Talk about sore losers. John in Boise, you're on with Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. Good morning, John.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How much time have I got? Do you have to break pretty soon?
Do you want to come back after the break?
You know, maybe it would be better if you've only got a couple of minutes. If you got somebody else, I'll wait till after the break.
All right, there we have it. Coming up next, John, you're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And according to the most major universities in the state of Idaho, the cost of concealed carry on college campus, millions of dollars. That's what we're talking about today. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Back to John, who gave us the tease before the break. Good morning, John.
Hello, Kevin. Okay. What I wanted to say is that I got on Yahoo this morning, and I noticed one of the stories on there is about the James Holmes case that hasn't gone to trial yet. Take a guess how much money has been spent. You know, it hasn't even gone to trial yet. With legal fees, everything else involved.
You got me.
It's actually about $5.5 million. That's a guess. That's kind of an estimate. It's probably conservative. Anyway, hasn't even gone to trial yet. There's some amazing comments. I posted a comment on there. What I said was that, if in the state of Colorado, people had been able to legally carry anywhere they wanted, and if that theater had not been a gun-free zone, then chances are real good somebody would have been carrying in there, could have responded, and perhaps more than one person could have responded. And chances are pretty good that James Holmes would not even be alive today.
Right, $5 million right now is where
they're
at.
Yeah, and they would have saved how many lives? Could have saved a bunch of lives, and also all that money that's been spent, in the circus that's going on regarding his trial that hasn't even started yet.
1,700 now, motions, orders, and hearings, $460,000 on additional security, $220,000 to experts hired by the prosecution team. $90,000 was used to install closed circuit television, on and on and on.
Right. Yeah. It's just amazing. It's interesting that the universities of Idaho have spent all the money they have regarding the on campus being able to carry now. The criminal justice system needs to be revamped. We're spending way too much money. In the states, federal government's out of control. We got to get control in the states, and then maybe if we do that, then we'd have a little bit of leverage to fix things, in the national government. Just being broke, and you get my point. And I believe we the people can stand up and make a positive.
Does it seem like the universities are out of step with the people?
I think they are. I really do. I think Bob Custer's out of step. You look at the fact that Obama came to town and said what he did, and I listened to him, and it was he's just like he's always been. But I just cringe at the direction we're going, but we can stop it. The kids that listen to him, they've all been brainwashed. The ones that they had, for instance, I saw where they had a bunch of them carefully picked by faculty to be where they could shake hands with Obama, where he could come by and they could make personal contact with him. They've all definitely been brainwashed. I don't think they've made their own decisions based on all the facts. They've been fed doctrine all the way through.
Well, there's the critical thinking skills that are lacking.
Absolutely.
The president talking about, well, Congress got to do something. No, Congress doesn't, sir. You're not the boss of them. And you had the young people that just soaked it up. We've made the economy better. And look, as an American, as someone who loves this country and loves the middle class and blue-collar America, I have to tell you this, John. It breaks my heart when these kids are going to be having all these student debt, all these student loan issues, and this guy, this clown, has destroyed a lot of their economic opportunities. I mean, that's the sad reality.
Right. Oh, sorry to interrupt you. I was just going to say the sad part of it is they don't realize it. It's going to hit them like a ton of bricks someday. And, you know, and they may not realize it even then. It's just, you know, it's just going totally over their head. They're just, you know, they're not connecting. There's a disconnect there that just needs to be fixed on some, you know, basic ground roots level.
John, thank you for the call.
Thank you for your time. Have a great day, Kevin.
You too, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. A great call from John. We continue on at 580-5436. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about guns on campus, and the university saying it's costing them millions because people now have the right to carry weapons. They have to get an enhanced concealed carry, former military, former police. But as Greg said earlier, heck, they got a ton of additional security. Why do we not trust people with guns in this country? Tea Party Bob with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. Enjoying your conversation this morning. You know, you'd think from the headlines this morning that the colleges are spending all of this money on security because of the change in the gun laws. Nothing could be further from the truth. These colleges have openly admitted that they have had lax security on their campuses for years and have not tried to improve security until the campus carry bill came. This gave the administration the reason to complain and blame it on the legislature for imposing campus carry on the schools, and therefore the legislature should give them the money to pay for the increased security, which should have been in place years ago. You know, the monies that they are currently expending on security measures probably should have been in place, God only knows, 10, 15 years ago. Keep in mind that the funds for security were the last items on the university's priority list, which is why they received no funding for these measures. You know, there have been no incidents recorded on campus, and we know of no incidents on any of the campuses that allow carry. Yet we have, you know, we have these crazy administrators talking about how it's going to cost more money, which means they'll try to raise tuitions. You know, the highest security risk to college campuses today is not guns, but overpaid liberal progressive educators and continually higher tuitions, forcing our college students into huge amounts of debt to get an education so that they can make a decent living. Student debt now is over $1.2 trillion, much of which is never going to get paid back. What we need to do is an audit and overhaul our colleges and find ways to evaluate the value of those highly paid administrators and tenured professors so we can judge whether they are worth what we're paying them, no different than what we're trying to do in K-12. I believe they call this pay for performance.
Tea Party Bob, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
We continue on, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We go to Tom with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO, and congratulations on graduating, Tom.
Hey, thanks, Kevin.
Okay, go ahead, please. You're on the air.
Yeah, so you have people with an enhanced concealed carry permit, which requires you to go in and do some additional background investigation and take a class and sit down and learn some laws. And one of the things you sit down in that class and learn is that no one should know that you have a gun on you if you have enhanced concealed carry. So why would it cost an extra dime to, you know, have a gun on campus?
Well, you tell me what's the attitude at the colleges that you've been to that you, and I, you know, you can name them if you want, but I mean, what are your fellow students or former students think about all this?
Oh, I graduated from Boise State, you know, this year. And, you know, I've watched, you know, administrators get highly, you know, they get upset about the concealed carry. I don't know why. You know, it's if you've gone through all the steps and the legal process, then, you know, you're a pretty upstanding citizen. If you, you know, you're former military or you're former law enforcement and you've gone through the classes, I think you should be able to carry, but you know you're going to be very responsible about it.
Yeah, why don't we trust the citizen to be responsible? I don't get that.
Well, it's because, you know, we've been trained that the government's going to take care of us. That they know everything. That they have the best ideas. And, you know, we can go through the President's State of the Union address, and, you know, he's got a really good example in there. He said, you know, Joe Biden created this program for veterans, and I'm a veteran also. And I look at the program. I went to the website that he created, and guess what it takes me to? It's just a link to the VA, a program that's already in place.
Wow. Hey, how are you doing looking for a job?
It's not easy.
Nope.
You know, it's not easy, but, you know, there are things out there, and you know, something will come through.
Well, you want to come on and talk about getting a job, let me know. Send me an email. We'll have you on.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we're always looking to get people hired. And, by the way, thank you for your service. And just send me an email and just, you know, I'll get back with you and we'll have you on.
Sure. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Thanks, sir.
All right. There we have it. Tom. Very good call there at 580-KIDO. Coming up next, it's going to be Pat from Middleton versus Liberal Steve. Let's get you to traffic. You're listening to
John Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. We're always trying to enhance the listening experience. So we have Pat from Middleton and Liberal Steve on at the same time.
Oh, thanks, great.
Golly.
Pat, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yeah, well, I don't think Steve and I will disagree much on this one, but it's funny how the football games had all this enhanced security and scanner checks, and yet I just went to a basketball game, and there was not even hardly any security there at all. What's the difference? My son-in-law packed a search revolver with him. He's a Napa City cop with him every game. And now all it does going through security just points out who's got the gun because they still let him in with it. It's a ridiculous move. And they put in so many more security guards. I'm going, look at how many yellow jackets there are down there and look at how unruly we are as fans.
Well, let's it's talk really about, hold on, fun. Let's see what Liberal Steve has to say.
Hey, we're just creating more jobs. More jobs. Security. They make money, they put it back into the stores, they put it back into the necessary things, they put it back into medical. It's just creating more and more jobs. That's all it's doing. It'll pay for itself.
Yeah, by increasing taxes, by complaining about it. They didn't produce a dollar's worth of revenue. It just cost more to do so.
What taxes did they increase? Name the tax law that was increased for this.
Well, the price of tickets for one, and the time delay to get in for another.
Price of tickets is a tax.
The most they prevented from getting in there were stadium seats with armrests on them. That's what
Boise, Idaho has not seen high tickets pricing anywhere.
Yeah, they did because the season ticket sales were down last year, so much so that they reduced the price on most of the tickets for this coming season by $75.
Well, how did they end the season last year? They were losers.
No, Boise State wasn't losers. They won the championship and the Fiesta Bowl. Steve, don't talk about.
Are we talking about football or basketball?
I'm talking about the year before. You know, you're jumping into 2014. I'm talking about the year before. It all comes out in the wash.
They still had a winning season. People did not sell out for the last three games. They didn't even sell out the Mountain West Championship.
2013 season stunk.
Kevin,
and that follows into 2014 for tickets.
Steve, don't talk about stuff you don't pay any attention to otherwise. You don't go to the games. You don't buy the tickets. You don't go to the games.
How can you talk to me I don't pay attention? I have more information overload in 30 seconds than you have in 1 year
of
thinking.
That's because your brain is fluffy.
Hey, my brain might be fluffy, but I'm not Pat with a middle that weighs a ton. And by the way, you lied to me out there at Eagle with 580 when you told me you were 65 years old. I found out how old you were.
I never said I was 65.
You told me you were 65.
Hey, you know what they say about people who assume stuff.
Yeah.
He's got you on that one.
You know, how can I trust you on anything when you'd lie about your age? What are you, a woman?
You never asked about my age.
Well, you know, hold on, Liberal Steve. You need to apologize because you called Pat from Middleton a fatty and then you insulted women.
I didn't call him a fatty.
Yeah, you did.
He's got a middle that weighs a ton.
If we said
and by the way,
never did I use the
liberal
word
Steve.
Fatty,
you're not one to throw stones there, buddy.
I don't throw stones at anybody. Steve, if we were doing a side by side profile, you would shadow me. And why don't we get on some real topics rather than
Pat just called you a fatty. All right. Pat, thank you for the call. Liberal Steve, thank you for the call. Really, the serious issue here, and sometimes we attempt to have discourse and dialogue, focus in on attempt. But the issue here is you have the universities that are upset about giving you the right to protect yourself. And you have people, and I just had somebody say, hey, if you like New England so much, get the heck out of here. Well, look, this is America. Love it or leave it. This is Idaho. And the way things go in Idaho, very different from California or parts of New Mexico or the other politically correct states. That's just how it is. You know that, and I know that. The universities need to get in line. Look, concealed carry on campus saves lives. And the cost, if it costs $1 million to keep people safe, isn't it worth it? At least you're going to get a return on investment as opposed to escalating salaries and sticking it to the kids that can ill afford it and desperately need the education and the safe environment. That's Miller's Moment. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. 8:59, Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Coming up tomorrow, we will get to our friend Mike Baker. We'll talk about the ISIS threat here. And the cool thing about Mike Baker is he does so much. He's involved in another TV show, another TV series. We'll find out about that as well. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. KIDO Napa.